Log Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, worship Your holy name. The song comes up. A new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
Glory be to God. Thank you so much for joining me this special day. Every day is a special day if we know the Lord Jesus Christ. As our theme is, God will never leave you. This is the one and only Reverend Robin, the Apostle of God, called to teach His word, to share with you, to uplift you, to tell you that God's love never fails you, that God will never leave you. Oh, what a blessing to be with you today, and even if it's in the future. This is June 9th, 2023, and it's a special day to me and many of my friends. It is my birthday. And I just thank God for this special day. My mama and papa, it took 5 years for them to believe. They kept believing and believing that they were going to have a baby. And here I am, and sharing God's word across the world, seeing lives changed, blessing lives with God's goodness and His love. His love, everyone. That never fails you. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you for this special time, for this season, for this hour, this second, every moment that you have blessed us with. Oh, mighty God, you are awesome, Father. We thank you for sending your only Son, Jesus Christ, to give us that life and life more abundantly. Bless those that are listening today and in the future. Lord, for your word never stops. It never stops and blesses us forever in our life. As the grass withereth, the flower fades, but your word, O God, stands forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, this is the one and only, as you are the one and only, Apostle Robin Tavish. I thank you again for joining us. Don't forget our website. I'm sure if you're watching or listening online that you see our website. It is thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. You can contact us at thefamilychurchofjesuschrist@gmail.com. We would love to hear from all of you, your prayer requests, praise reports, or just something you want to share. And you're always welcome to call in here on the radio show, and I'll accept your call. The phone number is 563-999-3077. Anytime when I'm on the air, I'll be glad to bring you on if you have something to share. But today, I just want to share some of the word of God that was on my heart this morning. You know, perseverance for strength and stability. It's a well-lived life. It's like, you know, a marathon, a running. It's not a sprint. It calls for preparation, determination, and, of course, lots of perseverance, pressing on. For example, our greatest and only really example of perseverance is our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus finished what he began. Be sure to finish the marathon of this life on what God has called you to do. Despite all shame or suffering, people leaving you, as Jesus did, he trusted his Father's heart. We must remain faithful, especially during hard times, especially stay in prayer. Be silenced before the Lord. Trust in him with all of your heart. That's Apostle Robin's favorite scripture. I say every day is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him, the Father, in all of your ways, and he will direct your paths. You're not the children of darkness if you know the mighty Jehovah God. You are walking from the kingdom. You are walking in the light. You are the light of this world, as our Lord Jesus said. In 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, the scripture is, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, like in concrete, immovable. Don't be budged. Stand still in what God's called you to do. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God sees you. Your labor is not in vain. Even if it's one life that you are helping, that one life can go on and touch thousands. Keep perseverance. Be strong and steadfast, unmovable. In Psalms chapter 56, it says in verse 22, throw it out there. Have you ever went fishing? Cast it out there. That line, that net, just throw it, all your burdens. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Just give it to him, and he shall sustain you. He will hold you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That means that he'll never let you slip. Never let you fall. He is with you always. As I shared from the beginning, God's love never fails us. That God will never leave you. As in verse of the chapter 57 of Psalms, I will cry unto your God. Right now, Jehovah. We just cry unto you in faith. We know that you hear us. David is saying here, I will cry unto God the Most High, unto God that performs all things for me. Let God promote you. Let God have your life. Lay down your life. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus today. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Keep on the armor of God. It's God's armor. The enemy can't touch you when you are under the wings of God, when you walk by faith and not by sight. One of my scriptures or chapters, should I say, through my life, when I was just after being a teenager, God has always blessed me as being a psalmist. I love to sing the word of God and his anointing upon my life. I am so thankful that he saw that I was able to be born in this time, in this season, to speak to you about God and his love. Just call upon the Father God in the name of Jesus. That is the way to the Father, is through Jesus Christ. And the chapter that I'm talking about right now is Psalm 62. I remember I was working in the yard as a very young girl, and all of a sudden I heard these words, and I got my Bible, and it was Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth on God, from him cometh salvation. Yeah, truly my soul waits upon God, from him cometh salvation. He is my rock, that's verse 2, and my salvation. He's my defense, I shall not be moved. Sing it with me. Truly my soul waiteth on God, from him cometh salvation. Truly my soul waiteth on God, from him cometh salvation. Verse 5. My soul only waits upon you, God, and it is from him all my expectation. Come on. Truly my soul waiteth on God, from him cometh salvation. Oh, truly my soul waiteth on God, from him cometh salvation. He is my rock, it's verse 6, and my salvation. He's my defense, I shall not be moved. Oh, truly my soul waiteth on God, from him cometh salvation. Truly my soul waiteth on God, from him, from God comes my salvation. Hallelujah. Sing that today, wherever you are, in the night, in the morning, in the afternoon. Truly my soul waits upon God. He is my expectation. He is my hope. The salvation is complete, spirit, soul, and body, when you know the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our salvation. He is our rock. We shall not be moved. Remember that from Apostle Robin today at Psalm 62. Truly my soul waits on God, from him cometh salvation. Salvation, nothing lacking, nothing missing. You are complete today. As I lift you up right now, as we end this program for today, Father God, you are our hope, our expectation. We trust in you. You are our Lord, our life, our refuge, our Papa God. Bless the people today, Lord. Bless them in the future. Jesus, I know you are coming soon, and you are our expectation. You are our rock, and we stand fast as we persevere in you and your plans. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Let me hear from you. Have a blessed life. Bless the